Wait a minute, folks. We saw in Kuf Ches, the Mechaber is Mekil, if you take Talid of Ista Beheter, the Tana Bevat Achas, even in a Tana Kota. That means he considers there to be, again, obviously, no Zeya. Now, what's a Tana Kota? I try to make a calculation. Wait a minute, folks. We saw in Kuf Ches, the Mechaber is Mekil, if you take Talid of Ista Beheter, the Tana Bevat Achas, even in a Tana Kota. That means he considers there to be, again, obviously, no Zeya. Now, what's a Tana Kota? I try to make a calculation. He explains what is it. It is Yud Beis Esronim. So I think I have to tell you, look at the Pritzker Chuba somewhere in Sadi Zion. We can give the calculation what it is. Kamachlokas, what does it mean, Yud Beis Esronim? It was total on the bottom. Right? Can I put it down here?
Yeah.
Let's make a quick calculation. What's the calculation? How's it come out? Did you have a calculator there? How's it come out? I wrote out the calculation of my own over here. Wait, hold on. I wrote that over here that Yud Beis Esronim is a total of 518.
I don't know how to do.
So I try to figure out what's a beta? You have to figure out in cubic measurement. The beta I figured is approximately 2 ounces. That's all I always do. It's a fact. Our beta, without the doubling, the tripling, and the halving, a beta is approximately 2 fluid ounces. It's approximately 60 cc's, right? 30 cc's of fluid ounce, correct? I guess. Doctor. Yeah? Right. So now, what's a tefa? Tefach by a tefach. How do you calculate this thing? It's hard to calculate.
You definitely need a conversion factor.
Okay. You measure a tefach in the.
So you have to know how many fluid ounces, how many cubic inches are in a fluid ounce.
Everything is CC.
Okay.
Okay, so a beta is approximately 60 CC. Okay? 60 CC. Now I've written down over here. Hold on a second. A beta 60 CC. Now, how did it come out? So let's figure this out. So 518 times 60. Some kind of wall, 31,000. Okay. Now, but how many? It's okay, I don't mind. Now, what's the tefach of these? How many?
You don't. You can measure
the floor
now. And divide by centimeters and get the area.
So, what's the tefach by tefach?
How many
inches in the tefach? I figured the tefach was 9 centimeters. Is that correct? How much is the tefach? That's big? Is it too much?
About 3 inches.
Measure you have a bigger ruler.
About
4 inches. Okay, so that's 7 centimeters? 9. I wrote that number 9. I divided that sum by 9. I got over here 3,453 cubic centimeters. I mean, that's an approximation, wasn't it?
3,456.
Oh, it was off by only 3 without a calculator. I got up at the 0.4, that's why. Okay? Then I wanted to measure my oven. I wanted to see, am I in the right ballpark? So my oven, I figured approximately, I put in a ruler, was approximately the area of the bottom of my oven was approximately 3,000 cubic centimeters. Approximately. I have a very... you measure with the... Square centimeters, sorry. The square centimeters. 2 centimeters squared. The kitzah. Supposed to come out. The ovens are... according to this question. This is the Masa Machmir. You have to count the shear. You base the shonim. It's total. Even according to the Machmir, the bottom you base the shonim. Our ovens are somewhere in between the time of God or time of cotton. They're right about near the borderline. Now, if the poskim are talking over there about bread and meat with plia and reach and etc., right? Why aren't they worried about Zaya? If they're talking about an oven, it's approximately the size of our oven. Why aren't they worried about Zaya? I'm saying, you see, right after this from Ma, that they're not worried about Zaya Tochen. There is no Zaya Tochen in an oven this size. Period. I think it can certainly rely on Moshe's school, despite the fact that the Mishmer Shalom and the others are quoting Raya from Ramos here and there. The mice of this, so you see it in Ferris, they're not worried about Zaya, and ovens about approximately our size. They're not worried about Zaya. Mitzvah from our shock, Mitzvah from the shock. You other two of them. Halach l'mayis, that's what I tell people. That's the din. You should follow the psak of what Rav Moshe says. The only question is now, what's the style and what's the living? You may sound, since you're not running a kitchen, it sounds too theoretical for you. But what is the style and what is the liquid is the key to the implementation of this psak. Right? I said a psak? Okay, a psak. What's the style and what's the liquid? Yeah?
I cook pieces of meat in water. The hardest part is it's liquid. Water only has no sink time of the need. So
therefore what?
So therefore it should be the oven will be not by night.
The Shad Bishul, if we get to the thing of not by not, we'll find out. The Chabad says, the Shad Bishul, we don't say not by not. No. Slowly. The Moshe has the following in his Shuvah. The same Shuvah. He's like this. What do you mean, Zayat Ochel to Machlok to Poskin? He asked my kind. What kind of Ochel to Poskin? Take a piece and you see clearly there's no Zayat. What kind of Zayat Ochel to Machlok? Zok Zayat Zayat. Ochel, Mamish, forget it. There's no Zayat Ochel. No such thing. No one knows Zayat Ochel. That's what Moshe, you know, he tightens up to Machlok. No one says Zayat Ochel. Nobody in his right mind says such a thing. The Machlok is only by Chelev Mahuta. What's Chelev Mahuta? How's Haisha the Chelev Mahuta? Fat. Melted fat. We melt the fat. It's like in between it. It's porous in the core, but it's not a real liquid. That's the machlok. One second. That's the machlok. That's the machlok. So Rav Moshe writes like this. That's the machlok. It's hard to imagine that the Lashon Kuf Ches is absolutely not mashma that way at all. If you look in the post, but that's what he says the machlok is. He says, look, he says, if the Zaya, we should be Machmir, even on Zaya Tochlin, because there's some post more Machmir, Mishmer Shal, others. But he says, Mistama, Ein Locha Shei Zia. Because in the average case of Chelev Mahutah, there is no Zaya. True. There's very little or no Zaya, concerned with the consistency, the viscosity of Chelev Mahutah. That's a fact. Now, Clearly, there is Zaya in our oven. There's no question about it. Even though you can't see it, how can I know it? How can I say there's Zaya in my oven and I can't see it? I don't have a fancy glass oven. So I don't know if the metal door is closed. How do I know there's Zaya?
From
the oven, the top is moving. That's why I know there's Zaya. You can get that from the stage, you can see on the side, it's a splatter. It doesn't splatter right to the top. Oh, I don't think so. Can't imagine. Huh? I think so. Unlikely. It doesn't. Right.
That's
when
you
make it dirty
anyway.
So, a lot of
people might be some. Should make it dirty, is that a fact? Depends
what it is. Some things may have a lot more poison
water. If you
collect the water, then
evaporating from the chicken food. Yeah.
Shouldn't
it
be evaporation?
Shouldn't
it be
dirty
or cut it out?
No.
Because it
should be
pure
water. There shouldn't be any chicken in the
water. Depends how high the temperature is. If the oven's hot enough, maybe other things are evaporating as well.
Right. If you ever look through this,
you think the top of my oven is dirty not because of that,
well,
because it's really?
Well,
interesting. Okay. Check with the one who runs the oven. Okay. The kids are Zodai and Zoe. Wait, so that's a new shadow. But the oven's flattered. So it's flattered. So again, it should be no good. A question was, would it splatter back? That's the question. In other words, I have a splatter, no, but this guy has no head to look at Tila. If I have a tablet, which is absorbed to say there, such as one, if it's not a splatter of plant, it absorbs splatter of chicken soup, and it absorbs kind of pot roast and splatter of all kinds of delicious mankalam of flesh, it's splatter. Now that's the acid millipede. Okay? And again with splatter, what would happen then? Would the oven become busted b'chalot? Or yes? B'chalot the top is hot. They had a bleed of flesh in it. Let's say it came from a splatter, it's worse. For those poskim who say, I mentioned the unnamed poskim who say, that today is not sufficient because it's vented, but only if it's splattered, you can't argue. If it's splattered, it hits the top. Boom. And it's hot. I imagine today it's still hot. So then it's just really bad. The b'chalot there should be bad. I said, Allah alamayis, even those poskim who make it and say, and there's no real there because it's too big of a surface, etc., too big of an area, should be machmir because the dirt very likely may come from the splattering. And therefore, as a result, Allah Kalamaisa, what I tell people is exactly what Ramesh says. You should not use the same oven for milchiks and for fleshiks, for liquids uncovered. Period. Is it splatter from solids? I don't know. Is it? Oh, wait. The cheesecake batter, it's like chela b'chutzuk. It's a kind of, it's pourable, but it's not liquid in the sense of chicken soup is liquid. You ever see steam from chicken soup? You ever see the same steam from chicken, from cheesecake? It doesn't exist. You put cheesecake on the side, you can't tell in the oven sometimes. I mean, you can. You turn the oven and it'll pull out. You see steam? No. But you cook it, make it on top of it. There's no steam really from a batter of a sponge cake.
Or,
sorry? No, even after Chabdal Shem. But the Yevet, a different story. I'm talking about the Chathil, he shouldn't do even in 24 hours. But the Yevet, everything is no Chathil of Gan. If one of them is covered, it's no problem. One covered, no problem. I'm sorry? Ah, good. The other tshuva there, the new tshuva, can you give me the vine? A fantastic thing I saw there. Yeah, it's an unbelievable tshuva. And you're there, chela gimel sif yud, simen yud. Right, like this. He writes a certain rock. Hineki balti michtavo. But after any tonight after the rega, but thoughts of nachut lehashiv teched after ainu nogel lemaisa. Why? Because varm sheiv shabti because Moshe brurim. What did I discuss? Abul Kevin should the kvot tarasa hukshem eramam befurish ledato, but kosten sheher azel a kamer rabbanim v'lo matzu maane nimsa shekushet the rabbim v'lochein ani muchach lehashiv. The mechila mitzvot arasa umei rabbanim shlamatzu mane lo ro shapir uvda the Rama. No. Okay. What's he saying over here? The Rama seems to say, I say the truth, I'm not so posh with the answers over here. The Rama seems to say that even if the pot is covered, it's still up. The chatchila. Why? Maybe that which is covered will become uncovered. Maybe that which is covered will become uncovered. That's what I'm most afraid about. I'm a Xavier. So the Rav Moshe writes, they wrote to Rav Moshe, how can you tell me if you cover it, it's okay. So if you fail to come uncovered. So Rav Moshe writes back, excuse me, he said. The Rav Moshe there only applies to a case with its chol of tachas bota. Which is there, one, you know, one after the other in the same oven. In this case, the Rav Moshe never made Xavier. That's what he said. I say, I don't understand, frankly. I'm honest. I mean, he does have Shlomo Kluger, the Vazekha, there's not a problem whatsoever. Fine, not, obviously, it's not question of Zera. Even if it happens, there's nothing wrong. But according to Rabbi Moshe, that whole, if it happens, Vazekha, there's taka no good. So, I mean, what does he come to say? That Zera is only in the case of Zed taka Zed, not Zekha Zed? I don't know. But that's what he said. So, the whole thing is a question of Zera, somebody that's said on the Hokkil. And I'm looking for chumas over here. So Allah Kala Maisa was sick of the stack of Rav Moshe that it's usher, if it's liquid uncovered, if you use milk and flesh in the same oven, even if the zech has even 24 hours elapsed, but if it's liquids are covered or stahl is uncovered, we can be nagel. And if you can, as he says, batters, elam hutzah, kind of stuff is considered the bechina of solid, of ochlin, and therefore we make on that case as well. Unless we know for sure that there, it's been hard to know, the oven's closed, but in case we know for sure, then we should be makhlin. But it's hard to find the temperature of it. That's the fact. Yeah. Ah, but they're making pot roast. So the meat is not just solid, but there's this much water making this much steam. Awesome, that's the cover. So what I suggest to people always is, make your oven technically fleshy. Almost all cooking that you're going to want to do in the oven, liquid, uncovered, is going to be fleshy. Very rare, this thing is a problem in milchik. And therefore, I would say that in milchik's power of things, it depends. If it's with zeya, if the power of a thing has zeya, then it absorbs, not by not. You have to go through the not by not. If it's parva without, they make kalas. Now I make kalas in the oven. Those kalas are considered to be parva. Even though the oven is fleshic technically, it doesn't matter. There's no zeh in the kalas thing. Yes?
Kalas that don't come whatsoever, they, for example,
yeah. They
don't cover
it. Pieces of salad.
The last question is, cheese splatter.
You put...
If you make pizza in the oven, a lot of times cheese in the oven.
Come on, people are making pizza or heating pizza?
Heating.
No one makes pizza anymore. We'll make pizza. They're all making the pizza shop.
Heating
up. My wife buys pizza in the pizza shop. Brings it home, gets it, and then she puts it in the oven. So that's going to slide to the top of the oven?
Yeah.
Wow. She cleans the oven, but she doesn't necessarily assume that the cheese, the chora is a big problem. If the cheese splatters, it gets one out. If the cheese splatters, it splatters. Let's go. So what do you have? You have an oily piece of cheese. When it heats up, you're assuming that what's the worst thing that can happen? Well, you don't put it loose. You put it. It's always something underneath. No, but it's not always the drip. I'm not worried about the drip. But the pan, I don't know what that's pan. The pan is fine. The problem is, the pan is in the middle of the pan, clearly. That's not a problem. The problem is they spritz and hit the side at the top. Now you have a big problem. You have a fleshik oven. The oven is a fleshik, right? And now, if the pizza splatters on it, the oven is going to become a little bit of a hole. Hot, right? The oven is hot. Hundreds of degrees. And the middle of the pizza is hot. And it gets blue in the oven. So, what are the facts? I mean, I have no idea. How can you tell these? How do you know these facts are true? You know.
The oven is dirty. I didn't make it.
Before it was clean, and now it's dirty. Is that a fact, or is this a...
Toast the oven.
No, but that's a very small thing. If you have a pan, could be the thing spritzes up and lands right back down again in the plain oven. All right. Right. So let's say I tell my wife if she wants to eat a pizza, she should put it in a pan, dead scent on the bottom, and hope that it won't hit the top or the side. How else are you going to do it? Cover it. Maybe she does cover it. Does she cover it tin foil when she eats it? I don't remember. No, it won't eat it. In the box. In the paper box. Does it burn? Listen, this is blue. Really?
These
boards use different paper? Yeah. So you can put it to 200 degrees or whatever it is, and don't burn. Wow, that's a good idea. Okay, from now on you have to heat up the pizza in the box. maybe she puts tin foil on it. Maybe she's not there. Not shy? Why not shy? No, I don't know. Yes. The liquid or the solid? No problem. How's the stomach is absorbed in the wall of the ceiling to get down? Gotta get across. Can't move. No. Only Zay can take it out. No Zay. Yeah, something like that. Something like that. Okay. I'm sorry. That's what I do in my house. We have pleasure. Oven is technically pleasure. I think it's also mutter. Because cheesecake is like a chela mutter. Commercial, that's called zayat ochlin. Zayat ochlin is a mekalon. Unless you don't know for sure it's zayat. That's right. But the splatter, I wasn't counting on the splattering. What splatters you know is besides pizza? Any other villains we have to worry about? After all, don't want to suffer the world. Any with cheese. Cheese is a big splatterer. Good problem. I don't need it. You're about it. Well, depends if you're worried about spilling. Again, if you have a separate pan and nothing's going to spill, you're okay. If it's not going to spill, you're not okay. Can you put tin foil underneath it? Can you? Or is that going to ruin the heat? Yeah? If you have double heavy duty tin foil, that'll stop with nothing. For people, I don't think it's going to go through heavy duty tin foil. Okay. There, it's lying there, lift open in the sides of the oven, and it's there. How's it going to get out? Heat. We had no posture, to my knowledge, say the heat is enough to be mouthed with Zayah. Where's the steam? There is no steam.
Has liquid
in the right, is that right?
Yeah.
How will it get from here down to here? What medium will it
be?
Are you all like a slimmer clip? Okay, it's even better. But why is it better? I don't think. What's the question?
Why
is it still? Because many folks can say, although it will not come out for heat alone, if you put Zay, the Zay will go in all directions. Zay is like water.
Come back down.
It will bring, if it's liquid, and I put liquid in now, liquid will go up and bring it back down. The Zaya will go up and bring it back down. There's no liquid now, there's no Zaya, and if it's up, they will not come down. Post your oven clearly is a much bigger problem of splattering. That's for sure. So I would.
If you would have a liquid, you have a little post oven.
Right.
It's clean. You want to put in the
the bar says no problem because the bread's not going to splatter.
Wait,
water?
Bread
splatter?
Water
fall off?
Frozen bread.
It's actually dirty or clean? That's clean.
Frozen bread
is clean. That's balua splatter. It's balua from cheese. The balua from the cheese will not get into the bread. If it's dirty, now if you see dirt, then you can't do it because that's bad. That'll come out and fall down literally right on top of the bread.
But frozen bread has a lot of ice.
Everything has that. Everything has it. Yeah. They may not even know about it. I didn't know about it. No, I thought the eyes of the other. I still thought that maybe the other time was there.
They said you have to be
Why?
I don't know.
How can you make it on the side?
I don't
know. It won't come back, in other words.
I agree with that.
No, your milk is flatter. Then I put flesh in Zaya, and Zaya will bring the splatter back down. That's the problem. Those are, right. They're okay. Right. But how can I emotion worry about the splatter? Because you're wondering, Zaya will bring down the splatter. This is a serious problem. I have to check on the facts, speak to the oven expert.
Nura Misha Shara. We'll have a concept later. The fire is totally... Right, burns it up. Yeah, it's cold, right. Right, we have a minute to Ramah quarter, right. I don't need a plot over here. Is that true? It's all over the... How can it get burned up? It's all over the side. It doesn't get burned up.
It's
burnt. Yeah. I don't think. What? What's that with what?
What
it's odd is, no,
but the size of the
boiler
is
full of
flat.
But you say the size can't come
back.
Yeah. It's good.
That's
for there.
It's good.
Even if it's mushes, it's flat on the side. So? Mushes. There, you can see the cheese. I know that it's still on. It'll fall down. You can always, it can't get across. I thought it can. I got across, but no seam.
Well,
it doesn't walk from here to there, it just falls down. Oh! I'm not going to splatter back. Splatter on the one-way street.
Why?
It's going to see it. But it's not going to, can't jump back. Yes? Sure, much more worried about the splattering.
No, but it comes there.
Sure, much more there, of course. But I would say it's solid. Actually, it's still no Zayah. You get a piece of bread and toast, I don't think there's any Zayah. I don't think so.
But if we cook places, solid places, then it's solid.
I still think it's no Zayah. Put a Frank, and a Frank makes flatter again, though. But I don't think there's any Zayah for the Frank, yes? Right. Sorry?
Is that a problem?
You mean in a case of liquid? They would ask too. They would ask too. Yes. Right. Yes? That's the work. That's the Ramos case. What happens? At the same time? Bad news. Solids. If it's solids, then the forest which assumes there's no day at all anywhere. Not here, not there, but it's okay. I have to stop the paper in that. What? I don't know. Tomorrow, I want to finish these Ramah comments. I want to start the next one maybe tomorrow. Please, try to be a little bit ahead of the game if you can.
Michael
is my boss. He's the unnamed pope. He is the unnamed pope. Who is he? 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 Who is
he? Who is he? Who is
Monday they'll be sheer.
Play around with it. Put it in another one. Switch it around. Keep it. Put it in the other one. That's right. Working? It wasn't. Oh. You okay?
Okay.
Yeah, we're ready yet. Okay.
Tell you.
Okay. Straight. So.
Simon Sadi Bey Siftes. We're up to. Ner shall Caleb, Osli Kener shall Shava, Shanota Pimena Tikla Kli. Ain Sarachim Gredo. Avochele Mahuta Kham Shanapa Mimeno Tipa Al Kli Sarich Hagola. What's going on over here? So the Kivege here quotes Shuma Zadesh and Mavu Atam the Kham Al Kloponim Kimo Iru Shlo Nifika Kiluach. Behind the sphere of Kaposkim, the Irish Lonifsek Akiluach also a Bekulo, Kimo Klevishin. Remember, I mentioned it to you yesterday, and the Shach even quoted of you. I mentioned it to you that exists of you and Mishonim that Irish Klevishin Mamish, not just Kedek Klev. Uchanir Milishon Hashon, the cause of Tchila, the Benota Tipa Mahani Greda, Shenifsek Akiluach. because of the Tzikat Kiluach. Seem greater, but Malkom Klipa Kamasha Kasa Vashach Mashmad Lo Nifzak Kiluach Lo Mahani Klipa at all. In Kennedy Dan, the Kaimel of the Irish Lo Nifzak Kiluach Mahani Dan Ken Klipa Yesh Lo Madhuwa Din Hocha Mahani Klipa the Tzarech here against the Mechaber. The whole Mechaber is based on the Tzumat Adeshen holds that he was Kikli Rishon Mamish, we don't pass him, we should be passing this Mechaber. That's quite a cash there, but you figure it. The cash. The Shach says, it's a Kod Lamechez, Avachele Mehutach Vachulei Pirish Ner Shekon Kroivu. Shudolak Mechele Mehutach Tavi Roseach Nachmas Ha'ur. That's the din, Dini Ha'golah. Aval Chelim Hutach Kosech B'Kedera Shenirtach B'Kedera Etalesh Dai B'Kedera Lochashiv Irui Kevan De Potak HaKiluach. Yeah. Comes to Dagal Mervav and asks, what's going on? Ayin Simon Kufay B'Shach U'Misif Zayin Eno Raya D'Shani Shom Shen Nizchala Gabi Akira. The Gabi is the Gakilua. That's what we saw the Prima Gavim say the distinction from before. So here where it's what? Where it's Nifz Gakilua but there's no Nikira so Nenef. So the Shach passed from the early, it is Mavliya Kedei Klippa. So what's the Shach talking about? So the Chavazah says, well, back to the old story. It's only a chumra bi'alma. Say about that one. And that's how we trace it down to the fancy Gemara I'm talking. The chumra bi'alma is talking about the Mekel Ebola. And there, but it says, well, it's enough to have grade on a cleat. So Chavazah says, a shvach ateres. I don't know what the alternative is. What's the alternative is? Now, the Ravan, one of the Gedolei Rishon, quoted by the Yad Avraham, he answered the following. Gedolei Mezukah Rishi Shekotzev Ravan, the middle of the second column of the Yad Avraham. Kami Meligas Rosin Al Tanagolos. Asinam of the Shmua. Bechikam Atatol Gobar, Bechamatok Tzonet, Bechamatok Tzonet, Bechamatok Tzonet. Alba Rosin Al Tzonet, Lo Amar. Bishani Roseach Mecham, Lo Sagibe Beklipa, the Vashlam of Liadkan. Oh, a whole new ballgame over here. Now it begins to get to the bottom of this whole mess. Apparently, the distinction between plain Kham, the Tokhtonim, and Roseach. What's Kham? What's this? Well, physically, what is Kham? What is Roseach? What's Kham? How hard is Kham? Yad Kolet is Kham. How hard is Roseach? I'm sorry? Boiling. Boiling. I would say Roseach usually means boiling, but. Hard to imagine boiling it. And the adichas was very, very hot scalding. Another madrega of heat. Shimon. I forgot to give it in that thing. So just another night now. Thank you. So Roseach is more chomer. Right. So the God over here makes a distinction between Ayodeo Ur Atmo, which is more chamer. It brings a raya from the Gemara of Sokim. The Postman can be matzka the raya. That's what he says, that's what he suggests. Roseach is more chamer than Kham. And therefore, lo nifsak akiluok as is kulo, not only kadek klipa. And if nifsak, it asks kadek klipa. Because everything is one madrega up. Ordinarily, he assumes that it was not atmo. It would be plain, Iwi would have to only connect Klippa, and Nifsak wouldn't answer anything. Here, where it's Roseach, so it's Mavliya Bukulo, if it's no Nifsak, and the connect Klippa, if it's not, if it is Nifsak. That's what the answer probably is based on this Ravan. Okay, it could be Alokha Lamaisa though, because often it depends on how you define Roseach. Some of our Iwi that we have might be Roseach to get Iwi. Huh? Yeah, take a lot of boiling water from this could be halacha lemaisa. People are sometimes make it on certain things. I'll tell you lemaisa. Quoted that post can say You're allowed to put boiling water on a baby bottle on Shabbos. Why? It's ears on the Vashel B'Ktei Klipa, and the bottle is the Klipa. So the it's not the Vashel within the... Some possibly say that. If it's Roseach, and it's not the Vashel B'Kulo, there goes the Heter. Sorry? Choose the Chalai should be making, because the apostle will say, you're the Chalai, not the Vashel B'Kulo. There'll be another reason to be Machmir because of this Rabban. Okay, not a Taz, but talking about ladles. What about Hilchos Shabbos? It's all about ladles. Ladles are the Mishnah says ladles are Machlokes. Yeah, but when are you going to learn about it? Where's it from? Here it is. This is the source. Well, I don't know exactly. Shouldn't do it. You shouldn't pour. Well, that's Mavushal before. You shouldn't say if you have water. Play water from the tap, and you want to heat it up. You shouldn't pour the boiling water on top of the, milk is a bushel already. Okay, that's not for now. What about water? Okay, anyway, let's go on. So the, this is Taz Shalom. The Maharil said that a ladle is a clue sheni, unless what? We left it in there long enough that it's what? Mala Ritzicha. How do you figure that out? How can you tell whether the resich or the smoke is coming from the whole thing or from just from the ladle? How can you figure it?
You take it out
and see if it seems right, if it seems. Ah, okay. It's how themselves that it's hard to figure it out. Maybe. The Taz explains it depends on Machshad and Machlokas in Shabbat Afmen. The Mosh says, Tul B'Klisheni. What means Tul B'Klisheni? The Maril says, Klisheni means the ladle. Tul B'Klisheni. Take it out with a Klisheni, and that has been a Klisheni. You don't worry about Taz and Mosh. That's a Maril Machshad. The Taz said, nothing doing. It should have said, Tul B'Kli. Well, then that means Klisheni. Why say Tul B'Klisheni? Take it out of the fire with a cleave. It's automatically cliche. Elamite Kerik. It's another cleave. You first take a ladle and you pour it with the ladle into another cleave. But the ladle itself, in the Taz, would be a cleave Rishon. He quotes the Raya from the Aguda and from the Ramon and from the Kuv Zion, and it's a cleave Rishon. Chumas Adesh is a cliche. So often the Chumas Adesh against the Taz says, no, it doesn't mean that. What does he mean? It's empty, it's treated as a cliche. Empty. An empty ladle which at one time was used to ladle that soup from the fire, the empty clean is treated as cliche. Now when it's full, that's what the Taz suggests. Sri Magadan points out that it's a big kiddush and the Taz, the other say the Taz himself contradicts himself elsewhere. Right. Well, but then it's talking about Talia, in other words, because it's all from Shani or Kirish, but the distinction between these things is artificial.
Does the Taz distinction go along with Tosis distinction about Kirish and Kishani?
Maybe.
With Harrison taking energy.
What's the question? That's the point. We mentioned before, if you leave it in there long enough, everyone agrees that it's Kirish. Why? Its walls get hot. Its walls get hot, the same heat as it's like a pot. So you have a process, big pot, a small pot, and a big pot. Of course, well, but also it's considered like Klevishim. Yes?
Klevishim has to be on the fire though.
How do I put one point but in the fire?
So it's Klevishim inside the pot, not directly on the fire.
Ah, good question. What about if I take a ladle? Wait a minute. If I take a ladle, and I halacha l'maaseh here on Shabbos, that is those things you can't open. Soup. Yeah. They take those things off the fire and they put it on the counter. And they go, you know, steam comes out, great. Then they put a ladle into that thing. What is in that ladle? Pour to the top. If you have a suggestion, raise your hand. Put up one or two fingers. So two guys have their hands up. One that has one finger on it, and one that has two fingers on it. What's the shot? You're both right. It's a machlokas. Dake Tshuva, he has Siman Tavayis Sifkat and Reish. How far he goes. Says that the machlokas are poskim in this case, whether it be a Kirishan of Piyataz or not. What's the Shiloh? Oh, some say only if the ladle is at one point on top of the flame. But if it's ready off the flame, it's finished. It's a Kirishani. So you want to say that? Others say no, not necessarily. So, some again, as machlokas, in the machlokas, I think you make it on that Shiloh. That's a fake of that. So the Chavasaz of Taz is totally wrong anyway. To begin with, the Maril is right. So therefore, some of the fake activity you make to halacha l'maaseh. You take the, you know, this happens all the time. There's a little Shabbos, because I have lots of problems. You know, the, that's supposed to stir the fire. Right, but there's a little Shabbos, you take it off the flame, put it on the counter, and then you start dishing out. And Mr. Brewer makes a whole deal that the later the pre-rishon, and therefore the soup bowl, the klisheni, and you shouldn't put in challah. But even if Shabbos make it, the sex make it, so the idea of Bishlach or Fiz only a machloikis, and again, it's, I'm saying even better. And Shabbos, it's the Klishlishi Bashur almost. Why? Because you didn't put the ladle into the pot in all likelihood until after the pot was off the fire. I think David is right. Should be on the whole Svara, why this ladle should be a Klishlishi, is why he was on the fire at one point. He was never on the fire, because he could be a Klishlishi. Doesn't make any sense. I think that David is right. That's what I want to say.
The ladle was never on the fire?
Right. Take a pot, put on the counter, put the ladle in. It's not going to let it be a three-week. Crazy.
It's only seated up by somebody that was seated up by the fire, like a pre-shame.
That's called pre-shame.
What?
That's a pre-shame. Okay, Rabbosai, it's time to open up a Gemara. For the week. You ever had Gemara cool? Haven't seen it in a long time, but we're getting back a little bit to Gemara. A little bit. This will not happen again. It's just I figured it would be paid to get rid of to finish all these inyanim at one shot, like for Indian and also Indian, rather than keep coming back and forth, since these two things had no real achiz and shot in Chul. I was on Pesachim, or Zochim, or other things. The things we discussed the last the week haven't been related to a specific block in the Sefer Chul. So therefore, I decided to do it all together. Now I'm going to do the Tzadi Chet. Tzadi Chet, a few things that I didn't put on the Ma'amakom, which is general interest. One about eggs. Eggs. So the thing about eggs, a big problem. Why? Because an egg can be what we call a basis of froach. What's the basis of froach?
Fertilized
egg. How can you tell if an egg is fertilized?
They can put it up to the candle.
Yeah. So they do that in all the plants. They put up the candle. And if it's not fertilized, then they sell it. Where do we find blood in an egg? Blood is like a simon barer. It's not a gemara anyway. Find blood in an egg, if you have to assume it was fertilized, it would ask everything else a disaster.
Drabon.
So what's it in? Halacha l'maaseh is not a day. Find blood in an egg. What's it in? Ramash is a tshuva. Your day chelik al. I brought the tshuva here. You haven't seen it? I have to return it. No. Not this. I brought it for the other one, but you can put this one up too. Okay, Ramash is passing. Thank you. Ramash Apostin is that blood eggs nowadays are mutter. Mutter. Why? Because the way the theist is just manas there, the fact that the blood in the egg does not indicate that the egg is fertilized. Because they... Why? Because they... Because they prevent the... They prevent the roosters, and then they candle them. But kids, so what is it from? Where is it from? Where does it come from? It says a maka. What does that mean? It's a... That's what I'm not sure. Huh? What is that? The stomach. Well, it can't be fertilized. Can't be. I spent it when I was in Boston on the road years and years ago. So Rav Moshe's grandchildren were spending some time with us, staying at the same house. And he cooked eggs for breakfast. They found blood in the eggs. They took the blood, and they, you know, put it to the side, and they ate the eggs. Sure. So that's what the Zeta does. So I'm not out to the little mouth. If you can get it. If you can't get it, then forget it. Even that's okay.
Why is that okay?
Huh? What?
Why is that okay?
You can't move to any Jordan. That's what they told me.
Yes, sir. Why is it not
blood? Blood's not blood. That's not blood. It's not. But the missile sound, this is not blood. I remember when I was a chassan, so we went to, my father-in-law came for the first time to the yeshiva. Now we had to go to the caterers for the wedding. That's when my father met the Rav, and we spoke to the Rav. And then we went into, what do they call it now? That's the Heshi's, Sam's, Jeans, whatever. Whatever they call it. The place where they shut up, you know. They have some lunch. I think the cafeteria was closed, but it was already too late in the day or too late in the year. I forgot which one it was. So I think one of us ordered scrambled eggs. The guy there, from the guy with the yarmulke, took the egg, and he cracked and put it into the gillet. I mean, my father was aghast. I said, see, right away, so what's the matter? He didn't check the egg? Didn't check the egg? He said, look for the blood. He looked like this. Didn't check the egg? So I told, I don't want to start up, I said, you know, I think there are a bunch of the children that even if it's, even if you wasn't checking, you find blood, it's okay. They never clear to check. So he said, all right. Where he came from, there was a minute with the still many places there. They always check the eggs. Your mother doesn't check eggs? Sure, what are you talking about?
But you have to check.
I thought my wife shouldn't check for any eggs. What are bones? Bones. Are bones kosher or are bones straight? Is a shaykh a tray for bones? Here's the Gemara on the bottom of Tzadikas. Talks about the levers of Dura B'Shela. Dura B'Shela. And the Gemara quotes the Machlok as whether the shear is Batel B'Shishim or the shear is Batel B'Meya. 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 And it's derived from the bones. Alright? So, Lamed. It's called Rabbeinu Shimshon. Remember we had him before, right? Rabbeinu Shimshon? The Rash Mishan. Quoting him, in fact, from his parish of Mishnayot. On the Mishnah, what Mishnah is that? Real Mishnah? Trumos, right? That's the Trumos. It says like this. Garcina Mishalim. Dinozi, but so per shlosha meaning. Kali Surin Shiva Torah Misharan Osan Kila and Butla Bakava Kaplus. Etc. etc. Mara said Echamishishim, Echamimea, Mandama Nosan Tama Bishishim, he had the most Matamas Venazroa. Umandama Nosan Echamimea, at the most Samos Minazroa. Ukashem Shatamotia Minazroa. Kachatamotiim min ha'ayel kolomar ve'enon misayin levat al azroa. So what are the bones? Like what? Keman the lesson doesn't help the pula, doesn't help the chumra, doesn't help for anything. Bones is just disregarded entirely. Nimta batal v'pachas mimeya. Well, it says Shami says let that. Simon Lamed. The 12th Rabbeinu Shimshon. Remember we had him before, right? Rabbeinu Shimshon? The Rash, Rash Mishan. Quoting him, in fact, from his parish of Mishnayot. On the Mishnah, what Mishnah is that? Who's the Mishnah? Trumos, right? That's the Trumos. It says like this. Garcina Mishalim. Dinozib, it's all per Shlosha meaning. Kali Surin Shabbat Torah, Misharin, Olsan Kilain, Bustle, Bakava Kaplu. Etc., etc. Mar says, Echem Mishishim, Echem Mimea, Manda, Manosin Tama, Mishishim, he had the most in my summons when I draw up. Umanda, Manosin Tama, Echem Mimea, at the most in my summons, Min Azroa. Ukhashem, Shatam Motia, Min Azroa, Kachatam Motiaim, Min Ha'ayel, Kolomar, the Enon Messiah, Levatal Azroa. So what are the bones? Like what? Command to less. Doesn't help the cooler, doesn't help the chumra, doesn't help for anything. Bones is disregarded entirely. Nimsa Batal Vapachas Mimea. Well, it says, Shami says, Lesat Yochol, Zitanya, Ain Tinova Shalchuma, Mr. Evansim Achuma Lesser Sakulin, Avotinova Shalchulin, Mr. Evansim Achulin, Lahalos Zachuma, the Kain Hoka Nami Mistarvas at Summit Shalayil, Levat Lazroa. Shouldn't we say that the bones of Heter should count as 60 times to be Levat the Isser? Gemara says, Avivivit Boy, Tinova Shalchuma, Mao Shitarvim Achulin, Lahalos Zachuma. Not only the tinovas of the kulin, but even what? Tinovas of the truma, which means that what? Atmos iser should be what? Mitzaraf laheter. Wow. Atmos iser mitzaraf laheter. I said, Menach, Nimad yamar abuna flipa iser, mitzaraf laheter. Adoma, tinovas shal truma, mitzaraf machul, nahal shal truma. Period. That's the Rishama. That's the rush, the tamely. Huh? I don't understand. Okay, but if you know for sure Truma is starving in Achulin, the halos the Truma. Amai katani be brisa. Why is it in a brisa? Ain't you know for sure Truma is starving in Achulin? Less of the Achulin. Lashmin rebusa tve? To be starving in Achulin, the halos the Truma. Not only is it not starving the what? The Easter is Mitzarev even Leheta. Elevare mitoch abrais mashma. Ein atinova shal tshuva mitzarev low lesser of Leheta. It's command the lesser of it. Chem is a tani avot tinova shal chul mitzarev machul nashu dachayav shal chul avol shal tshuva. Vishami is to be more maker than this. Kosta Rabbeinu Shimshon Zal the pirish ha-mishnayit tshuva tzarev. Fiyai Rishami etzem azroa nami mitzarev ma'ayel levat abosur azroa. But ain't a chinami. Atmos iser mitzarev from the heter. The lek al amem and akol. The polig asudin the hocha. The mashmad afil atmos the heter ain't mitzarev from the mandama mea. The kama bevosu the body bosu misharina vol kama bevosu the body bosu the atomos. V'shem ayizid nokat bosu the azroa nokat hayb nami bosu the shayal v'lavdavka. Miu. And on time of Madama Bishishin, Ula the day, Kamar, Bosor, Vatsamos, Bade Bosor, Vatsamos, Misharim. Alma the Atsamos, Vatsarfin, Le Isur, Ula Heter. Woman of Rishalmi, Mandala, Nelson, Tal, Bishishim, and Atamosi, Batamas, Menazroa. Umasa, Matushala, Rishalmi, the Tinova, Truma, I'll leave Mandama, but Mayor. The quote far comes out of Halacha. We pass in the shear, Shishabah should come out. Easter or Osir and Heter or Mutter. Atamas like Bosa. The meal. The second Shuma is the peg Bosa, Lama Rishami. The base of the Shishim. Umasik Allah, the Rabbi Hanina, Hayerik, like people of Mamayim and Starfish. Om Rabbi Zeb, the Surah Mitok, Lama Eden Sharon, Beta, Sura, Elephisha, Aho, Kosh, 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 I will not sleep in the Malamas ahead, but I have to sleep in the Beta Hasurum and Shaya to Malamasha Matok. I forgot to speak my name is Shishim against Agamora. Yesh the Kalek, we have some of the sleep. Yesh, but some of the Lachlupin, the Tam, Yosu, Masha, Shishim, Beta. The bones have more wetness and taste than eggshells. If you have a bikan, I'm a stabbed cloud. So I get a notion, I'm going to give you some time. And it's partial of a yerek mutter, and we have if you have so much less than you have to give. How can it be? See, I forgot some preparing parts of the truma, that's not kosher, it's man, shame, it's not the masurim. See, see, it is, does that so? I mean, Allah, Bishami, Rosh Hashanah, Vachas Chusin, he must be the only special case, but not regular bone. That's because no, so the tuna straight of America gets stolen, had also just from Moab. The Kachnir, the Yalaf Israel, Mishael, Mishael, but some of Simon of the Alley, but Machti, the Kalamina, the Chmite, the Mimimina, the rights of the world of Bosnia. What's he saying? Stolen anything from Jerome Shev. From me, you. Hatiha Shon the Vela, Shon the Spash, the Vakak, the Kadera Atma, Atama Shabbat, the Tark and Lesser, the Shabolan, the Hentan, the Vela, Mida, the Akadera Shabbat, the Bosnia, the Vashabahalap. Unless what? We have in it what? Moab. Moab is a different story. Or Chaskusi, Rosh Hashanah. Okay.
Or you cook it.
Or they'll cook with the boss. Fine. That's the Rosh there. So far so good? What's the halacha so far? Atmos, Isser, and Starfin, Lehetim. Unless they're wet, they're liquidy, then they the blue Bliyas, Kazaliyas. So far, so good? Baruch Hashem. Turn to the Ran. He discussed this issue as well. The Ran is pretty long. Let's read it just a little excerpt. I'd like to start reading here. Uman the Yamar. You see it in the line which begins, Daf Kuf Lama Dal Lama Beis. See it in the Ram? Page Lama Hamad Aleph. Three quarters down the wide line. The first word in line, parentheses, Daf Kuf Lama Dal Lama Beis. See it? Got it? And the same line begins. Uman the Yamar, Beshishim Kasava, the boss of the Etim, the Zorah, Bahadi boss of Atamas Masharin. The Kimel Rabbana, the Shishim Ika, the Shai Rachmana. Uman, the Amrameya, the Savar, the Etan Labina, and the Shiure, the Holo Mifla Talimine. Kimashar is Bosser as Roll, and he Bosser the Isle, Ika Meya. Uman of the Shishim and the Meya, the Tati Fleet, it's very important. This is double Machlov. The Man of the Shishim Savar, number one. Shatmos has Roll, Kavan Shain Rakim, Otrim, Kib Bosser, he claims. The same as the Ram, right? Atmos Iser. Do us. Usfir leisu that moso ayil apal pishi eish bem ken koshin mitstarfen lahatir why the klipe heter malin etzer iser. Right? That's as far as he goes. How far did he not go? What did he omit clearly? The klipe iser yuveshim a malin etzer iser. Does it say that? What am I up to? The klipe heter malim etz yisr, but not klipe yisr. Rishali perikakam the all the mashim tzudah fili klipe yisr malim etz yisr. Alpha fi gemara di lan efshalom akein the mandam of shishim hayna tam of lom starfi atmos of zrol the heter fishen atmos hen atmos ocean with name och shabe u machas rakusen she yotzem el lachas aber atmos divation u klipen shen and shen and ocean efshal shaf ocean shel isser mal on the heter aber ein das ram ban okay you could have said they shalom yisrael no achlokas ram ban no not true what's the fundamental achlokas halacha whether atmos iser or malin eser iser. You follow? Well, you can count the atmos of devar iser towards the shishit in meval iser itself. That's a machlok. The Rosh says yes, and the Ran says no. Well, the Ran quoted the Rambam. Let's take a look at the Shulchan Aruch now, okay? Back, oh, here we go again. On both sides, it was a short-lived honeymoon. Back to the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Mechaber, Simon Sadi Tessif Aleph, Hatichas Nevela Shiesh Vabosa Vatsamo Shenachal of Kederet Heter, Atmos Aisr Mitzarfin Ima Heter Levatla Is, no holds barred, no bones about it, huh? What does he say? That the Atmos Aisr are Mitzarfin the Heter. Great talk. Ain't true. Lomash Atmos Heter Mitzarfin the Heter. Avala Moach Shabbatamos Shabbatmos Isr Mitzarek Ima Isr. The Gufa Kadeira and Mitzarevis Loma Isr Loma Head, as we saw if you recall back in the previous time. Says the Ramah, Yesh Masmirin, Shalol Sarek Atmos Isr Ima Head the Levato. Ulamokom Hefti Shizmok Amekilim Latirin Kishkani. What's the shadow over here? Who she does this? Who she does this? Well, who's like whom? Who's who? Who's who? The Mechaber is the Rosh. I mean, what did the Rosh say? Atmos what? Atmos Iser the star for the Heter. Sure. That's a big question. What's this Moach? So look in the Shach of Kod now, this is very strange. Atmos Isser, Ulafinir, Zaiti Nira, Bishastav Yerushalmi, Kedasa Ra'ah, Viharan, Mundaran. Dashdat Samos, Arakos, the star from the Isser, with name Moach Shaban, Umachos Rakos, Shiyotalakos. I will ask motivation, or klipo, shall beitin, the chayagavna, ap osin, shall isle, mitzvah, from the battle of isle, chaydas, isle, vehete, b'shem, of the ruach, chaydas, the bach. What's the shach saying over here? If it's dry bones, if you mitzvah, what? Lehete. No more. If it's bones, which have it, it's moach, then what? The bones are the other extreme. What do the bones do? The Mitzar of Heter. In other words, there's no neutrality in the Shach.
Even the bones
itself. That's what he seems to say. There's no neutrality for these bones. Either the bones are Mitzar of Heter, which is ordinarily what they do, or the Mitzar of the Yisr.
What about a soft bone with that Moach?
Wait. It's a problem. Tell me. The Shach says the Mechaber is. The Shach passes like the Ran against the Mechaber, what he seems to be saying. If he learns the Mechaber, not to be like the Rav. That's right? That's clear from the Shach. Otherwise, what's he saying? Clearly, the Shach learns the Mechaber is against the Rav. No question about that. That's the Shach Kavon. The Shach learns the Mechaber is against the Rav. What's the difference? So the cause of the Rav, whenever it's Moach, the entire Esem is with Tzarek Lius. According to the Mechaber, He doesn't say that. What does he say? He says, Atmos Isa Mitzah from Ahetah, the Vatel of Isa. It's a Chlomash Atmos Hetah Mitzah from Isa. Aval Amoch Shabbat Samas Isa Mitzah from Isa. Yes, it's the same bone. The marrow is counted towards the Isa, and the bone itself is counted towards the Hetah. That's who says Abshat, that's the Mechab. But the Shach, that's not what the Ran said. What did the Ran say, though? If there's Moach Shal Isa in the bone, then what? The whole bone counts for Isa. Therefore, the Mechaber in fact is against the rock. Slow. Hold on a second. If you look carefully in the Lashon of the Ran, which we just saw in a minute, his argument is also why. Mipnei Moach Shebehem Umakmas Rakuchson Sheyotzemehen Lachs. What does that mean? Saw the Lashon of the Ran. The Ran said the reason it's also is why. Mipnei Moach Shebehem, quote, Mipnei Moach Shebehem, Umakmas Rakuchson, Sheyotzemehen Lachs. In that expression, the Ran gets the impression of what? There are two distinct things over here. One of them, Moach is also. And what else? What else? No. What else do you have the impression? That the Atzamos Rakos had themselves up. That's the impression I got from the Ran. Not only the Moach is also, but the Atzamos Rakos are also up.
But only Atzamos Rakos can have Moach.
Correct. Okay. Now, wait a minute. That being the case, one can interpret that the Shulchan Aruch is talking about Atzamos Kashis, which have in its Moach. In that case, even the Ran would agree that it's the citizen of the Makabah. It's too much in an Etzim Kosher, the Kazan of Moab. Say, Atmos is the Mitzvah from Mehet to Levatel, or Yisr. It means the Etzim itself. Okay? Aval HaMoach Shem Ve'Atzamos, which kind of Atzamos? Which kind of Atzamos? Hard Atzamos. Mitzvah from Yisr. What's the matter? How can it be even
seen? How can the Makabah be so same?
How do you think of the Machaber only meant Asamos Rab, Kosher, and he just talks in Sam, Asamos?
Because
the
Machaber
was telling you, if he only meant Asamos
Kosher,
he just said
Sam Asamos.
Ah.
The Shachman Tad, not only is he even hearing it no more.
Right! The Moran gives you the impression that Atzamos Rakos are us. Well.
Okay,
I don't know. It's hard to the Lashon is very unclear. We'll have to look at it again. Very unclear. Now, according to the way that the Shach understood the Makabah, how did he pass? Who did he pass in line? Who did he pass in line? Who? One way the Mechaber, the Shachar to the Mechaber. Did he pass like the Ram? Like the Rosh, right? The Mechaber passed like the Rosh. Not like the Rosh. The what? The Atzamos, Rakos. Atzamos, Rakos of Iser are themselves the Tzara Flehetzer. That's Pashup Shach. If you look at the Mishmeres of Bias of the Rashba, here the following lesson. Avol gufan shel atzamos, eizel lachos yesh bahen. What do you mean a wet bone? No such thing. There's no such thing as lachos in a bone. Well, I bet it's soft. Yeah, it's soft, but it's not wet. The Ran apparently disagrees. The Ran apparently holds once it's soft, by definition, why is it soft? It must have some kind of liquid in it. The question, what are they finding about? Question: what are they finding about? Well, they're finding what's the definition of lachos? How wet must it be to be wet? Whatever that means. Or the question that comes down to say it's cotton base. The question would be: if lachos, Enoch and I ever agree that lachos comes out, but the lachos is coming out from an etzem which is Enoch ben Achila, is that mutter or else? So the Chavos Das is tight over here. You have a bone, and the bone is not edible because it's too hard. And it emanates, a little bit of liquid comes out, what would the din be? Would the din be usher or would it be mutter? That seems to be a machlok. That's how you understand the machlok. That's how the Chavos Das, the Kodem Beis, she's understanding the machlok. Now the remaining question is, What about the bones themselves? We're discussing the bones, whether the bones after or counts if I care the heter. What about the bones? You want to eat the bones? Or let's say you want to make gelatin from the bones. Ah. What's the name of the bones themselves? Are the bones themselves us or are the bones themselves mutter? Says the Yad Avraham, very good. Says the Yad Avraham the following. Coming up though. What does it say? Sorry? It's on the next page. It's over here in the bottom, I think it says. It says, Kevan the Netzar, Sue Mitzar, Avapish Latzmul Bosa. In Kevan. Where's the line I'm looking for? Some of the Adavram says, if you want to say the Atmos Israel and start from the Heter, which is exactly what the Mechaber says, you must say that what? Next page. They're not going to lay it. Mitzar from the Vatav. Below Be'evim and Achai, Sha'atzamash from Mitzar from the Kazayat Pasuk of Malchus, Ein Mitzar from. That's what he said. That's what it's more the Farish. He said it is so. Proves it from a couple of rites. Only way that something can ever be Mitzar for Heter is if what? It itself is Mutter. It's unimaginable that something itself should be Yosef and should still be Mitzar to cancel Shishim to be mocked or something. Unimaginable. Can't be. It's like a gid. A gid anashe cannot be counted to the mitzarev to mevatel the shuman. Why? After all, gid anashe is nothing. Right? It's in the gid anashe in town. No, since it itself is usher, it's impossible to it should be mitzarev to mevatel something else. That's what he explained. Fine. I'm up to now, I have to stop it now, the time is up. But I want to start on Sunday with this Chavas Das over here. Not just a simple Chavas Das. Just cut and base. There's a pshat, it's very, very interesting. He says that although there is some Lachlukas coming out, this is what we call the Atam Kolosh Ma'od, so it doesn't count for certain things. I think the Chavas Das is wrong, but maybe on Sunday we have to explain why I think so. If you have a chance, we will start the sugya and about this to chatchil on Sunday, if you can. And Simon study test of cotton base. We're going to have the Chavazaz, page 22 in the Chavazaz in our print. Kos of Yesh Machmirim, this is the Ramos Shita, based on the Rishonim. But Atmos, Yisr, are not Mitzarev, not the Yisr, not the Hetzer. Right, the Chavaz Das, Koshal, Abba, the Ram, the Mimonavshah. Im alach lucha shev Atmos, ha Yisr, Osur, Yitzar for the Yisr. If it's really Osur, should cancel the Yisr. Im umutter, v'yesh koach, v'yel nevatel tam ha Yisr, Yitzar for the Hetzer. Right? So either way, Mimonavshah. Elamayot Talmud, if it ain't koch batzavas levat el tama yisur, why? Because bones are not, don't get mixed in because they're hard, don't absorb. Afatmos hetero yitzar. In other words, you can see one of those three opinions makes sense. But the fourth opinion, which the Ramah, doesn't make any sense. We discussed it a little bit last time. L'chein nire. Disavid alach luchis sheva'atma b'abatzomos v'adai d'asuri. L'kola yotim en atome tome, k'il meraglayim osu. Rak de'enon yecholim leser acherim. Why? De'en ben benosim tam, k'mo b'kid. The tam kolosh isvu. The tam kolosh ki hai afilu b'isr en yochol leser. Or afilu b'isr. And it's referring to the tam kolosh, we'll see later, not bar na, so it's tam of the terah. Here, even b'isr cannot answer. Kain ain a tam shenichlas the atzavos is batal balachluchas. Why? Kevin da lachluchas gam kain osu. Remember the other Avraham until last week. That which is osu cannot be matzah. You see by Gidon Osher. The chihadar kapolit isura kapolit. And he asked your kasha. Who asked kasha last week? You, Yechiel's kasha. You saw in the chavazah? You saw in your own. Plus, from the chavazah to the chavazah. Below dami leaves sura in the mevatlan zezeh. I remember he asked kasha last week. Sultan and Sadakas, the Shav came at the time of Amen Shav and Makalkal Tam Echa Tam Chavero. I thought of a different terror. So anyway, but he gives a terror. Masha Ein came a lach luches, Sheba Atzamal Sheben Gam came Tam Bosa, Rakhsh Tam Akolosh, and the Yochel of Adal Tam Chavero. Adrab and Machasko came in the Behu Gam Kinesh Ktaz Tam Bosa. Abel Atmos Heter, the lach luches Gam Kain Heter Hu, Vitzar of Levato. Dasha Ben Tam Gomash of Bosa, Vitzar of Levato. So I feel a mino mamish al heter mitzar av levat. So what does the Chavazah say? He explains the following. What was the original kasha? Manasha. If bones don't count for anything, but even atmos heter shouldn't count to be mevat lot to Yisra. If bones do count, then how does it say? So manasha. Either we should say all bones count to be mevat lot, right? Or the alternative should be, that's the mechabesh shita. Even atmos Yisra count towards the heter. Or the alternative should be what? That what? What's the alternative? But over here, the fact that Atmos had to count and Atmos Easter is neutral doesn't seem to make any sense. He says, no. Atmos really have some lachlukas and therefore Atmos had to are mevatel. The reason that Atmos Easter cannot be mevatel is because the Atmos Easter have in the lachlukas shall Easter. And lachluchim shel iser itself cannot, in itself is us, and therefore cannot count to be mevatel, as we said last week. Why doesn't it answer? Tam kolosh ma'od. Right, not up to time. Right. Hamachabek ziyoleid afilu alachluchim shel be'atmos iser hetegamo. Even the lachluchim is hetegamo. Below Dami the Yotzman Atomi, the Merak Lion, the Hosan Lachlucha Shabbosa, Royal Achila, Miss Matabo, Avala Soma, Shenemene Achila, Avala Lucha Shabahed, Mutter, Kamashkot of Atas of Cotton Aleph, Shemokim with Tarf and Heta Kamat Moseta, the Dasa Ram. Fine, that's good. The Chaba holds that that's nothing. That makes sense. But what are the last two lines over here? Here comes the tricky business. Last two lines, repeated together. Avo, Klipe Basim Vakharsim Amunachim Bikdera. Came and less with Achlukas at all. The eggshells are not Achlukas at all. Aim at Sark. Shouldn't count at all. Huh? Rak Ladas on the Chabad, the Sivdalas. The Misharim Bamai the Bolak Kedera. The Mindamino. Hakanami Misharim Bamai the Bolak Klipe Atsama. Vanan on the Higinin Kane Kibavu Asha. The eggshells themselves cannot count. The maximum that can count is of what the eggshells absorbed, which is the same as what the pot absorbs. But we're not knowing that way. What do you mean we're not knowing that way? What are we not knowing that way? What do you mean we're not knowing that way? Why aren't we Mishar? So if you look carefully, you'll see what the reason.
Because we don't
know Balu Vishnaim, the Gemara says. Balu Behesta Balu Behesta, so. Chavadas is difficult. We don't know it that way. We're not knowing it for a different reason. Because Bolea for both. Sorry? If it's Bolea for both, then okay. But then it's not a chasar in the Khalifa. It'll apply all over the place. I mean if it's lax, it itself counts for something. Okay. Good. Fine. Now, think, but let's go. According to the Chavos Tzav of Pshat and the Ramah. What's Pshat and the Ramah of Chavos Tzav? How does he say Pshat? Let's review it again. What does it say? Want to review it? What does it say? Atmos, Atmos, Heter, Havlach Lukas and the Mevalasif, Atmos Isser, they Havlach Lukas, and different. One could have thought that maybe she Mevalas the Isser as the Machabas, but no, they themselves are Isser, they cannot Mevalas or anything else. That's but they're not strong enough to have anything else to have Kala Shmo. But the Chavos Da'as says no. The Chavos Da'as, am I right? The Chavos Da'as seems to be saying that if there's no lach lukas, it cannot involve anything. I repeat, if there's no lach lukas, it cannot involve anything. After the Chavos Da'as is shot in the Ramo. I have my doubts. That's why this is really so. My doubts are based on what I asked you to look at. You saw the Ramo earlier. In Simon Tevov. Put that one over there. Page 372. Third line over here. Page 372. Okay. The Ramah says, "Uklipo sa iser mitzarfim ganim aheter levata la iser." The call shekain, klipol sayed. Here's the machab, here's the Ramah, who's saying what? What's he saying? No, Rabos, what's he saying? So klipos is the count, and certainly klipos has it. So the shah come out. What's going on over here? How can it be? I only come on Simon Tzadi Ten. Says the shah, what does this mean? Koloma, the shamus of Alabagon, his boy, to the mokom shein hefsid. Ein the tzareif atmos ha'isa levatel v'hu adin kat. You remember back on Saturday Tez when the Ramah paskin l'chumra they shouldn't count the atmos isu to levatel the heter. He said u'b'mokam hefzid yeshtus mokam ha'kilu only b'mokam hefzid. Other than that, not. Comes the shach and says, you know, the same as the Ramah said over there b'mokam hefzid is mut, otherwise not. So it's over here. When he says it's mutter, he only means the Malcolm Hefzid. That's the Shachs, it's very nice. Only one problem. What's the problem? What are we talking about over here? Klippas. What's Klippas mean? Eggshell. Right? How much Lach Lukas is there in an eggshell? None. So how can the Chavos Da'as say Pshat in the Ramah? That Ramah is only matter based on what? Well, that sheet that distinguishes. It's based on what? On Lach Lukas. But here the same sheet appears. Same distinction, look. I haven't assumed the shakas right anyway, which says it doesn't do it, lach lukas. No lach lukas.
The
Chavos
Da'as explained that by since it's considered like a kli, which is bolea from both, and we're knowing that to be mitzarif from kli.
Exactly. So how can the Ramah say over here that kli is used to mitzarif from the heter, levat le iser? How can it be?
So I
think the Chavos Da'as shot in the Ramah is wrong. Because the Chavos Da'as tried against the Ramah. It's against the Ramah. I look up the source of the original source of the Ramah, which is the Or Zeruah. Tell them to start looking, I think over here, Tzadi Tess is looking at the Or Zeruah, no? Where did you get from? Shem Or Zeruah. Look up the Or Zeruah. I have my house in Or Zeruah. Look it up. Or Zeruah is against the Chavos Da'as. Or Zeruah says that really you shouldn't make even the Klippin. The Malkum has to be not even Klippin. So it seems to be against the Chavos Da'as. It's a nice chop, but it seems to be against the Ramah and Tevov. Don't know. I don't know if it's better chop, but that's his chop seems to be against the Ramah and Tevov.
So why can't you take
under the requirement of Lachlukas? That's what I'm saying. I'm taking away the requirement of Lachlukas. Well, then the problem is the truth of Chavos Da'as is Kasha good Kasha. Then we're back to his Mamana Shach, no? If there's no Lachlukas, so Atzavos, they have nothing. Right? So Mamana Shach, I mean, Either Atmos Issa should count the Heter too, or it should be neutral entirely. I mean, again, the question is back to the square one of the question. I don't know the answer. But I think it's Pshat against the Ramah. That's all.
You can't say that Atmos is Ramah.
Sorry?
You can't say that Atmos is Ramah.
Atmos is Ramah. Say whatever you want, but
the Atmos is Ramah.
Who said they're asa? Who said they're asa? How should they be asa? Asamasa, I was pushing out the Asamasa Mutta. The Ma'ala says, yes? Yeah, but if you learn the Shach and Teivav, the way, with the Ramon Teivav, the way they say Pshat and the Machmir and the Makilim are fighting by a Klippus, the same as they're fighting by Asamos. By Asamos, the Chavis has explained the Machlokes, based on Achlukas, but Klippus have no Achlukas, and it seems to be the same, the Shach is equating the two, the Ramon seems to be equating the two.
Why do you have to say that the Chavis has to be in the Shach?
Okay, and let's so it could be against the Shach. But of course, the Ramon himself in Teivav is against the Shach. Sounds like the Shach is right. Otherwise, how do you get out of it?
The
Ramon's
not talking about
Hesed. Right, but the Ramon played Vav talking about Klippus, look inside, it has about Asama. It means Bayan Shaman.
It's different over there.
Different there.
There's no Lachlukas. Here there's no
Lachlukas.
Well, there is.
That's the Fakarat are here. How can they be out there over here with no Lachlukas?
Right. Because it's
certainly
not
totally. That's why
it's Mitzarak
on Hesed, but over there.
So what are you saying over there? Klippus is Fakarat, you're saying I'm shot. Klippus is Mitzarak on my head there. It's better than over there. Yeah. There he's only not the Mitzarak on. Why? Because it has Lachlukas. Here there's no Lachlukas, Mitzarak on Hesed. It's a very nice shot. It's not the Chavis Dasa. It's a nice shot against the Shach you've kept. Here's better, you're going to say. There's no Lachlukas. But there was Chavis Dasa, where there's no Lachlukas, it's bottled, like it's today, where it doesn't count for anything. That's the Chavis Dasa says. There are most against the Chavis Dasa. Be very nice. You're taking a shot against the Shach you've kept. It's better. Okay, I can accept that. Okay. Finally, this last topic I want to talk about in this Indian here is the Rambam sheet. I asked you to look at it because it's very much halacha l'maisa. What would you have if I asked you before you opened the Rambam? Bones. Bones are bones of Mutta or bones of Rasa so far? Bones of a behavior trait from the Vela. What's the din of the bones? Rasa or Mutta? What do we say now? What should bones be? Right. What's the Meikur din? What's in the bones? Welcome Hefse, welcome Torah, welcome Meikur. Bones should be what? Mutta. Right? The bones themselves. You have a lot of Lucas and the Ramos is to be Machmir, Nikir Adin, and to be Mekel, to be Malcolm Hefton, to be Malcolm Sorrow. Sorry? Oh, you're talking about Stamazon is more my Mach. Okay, could be. Look at the Rambam, all of a sudden he's backwards. Mamish backwards. Ramzanuch Macholas Asuris. Ochem in a veil of trefa, min a or, min a tzamos, min a gidin, etc. Afa pishu osler is a potter, mesha elu einan ruya nachila ve mitzafin in a bosa le kazay. But nevertheless, Rambam says that it's awesome. What kind of a tzamos are we talking about over here? So some say me, it's only Atzamos Rako. The Achiezer said, Chaim Oizer said, but very difficult shot. The Rambam didn't say anything. How can you assume it's only one particular kind of Atzamos if he didn't say so? The Pashas are talking even on Atzamos Koshim. How can it be? Look, the Rambam's in a different place, in Ilchot Truman. Where he says, Ein Psola Shal Truma Mitzarefes Imol Eser Achulim. Okay? It goes on and on and on. Aber psola tachulim mitzarefes im achulim lahalas atruvim. Okay, so I'll give an example. Okay. Now, the Ravid is not true. The Ravid says, Yosin ikan Rabbi Yushalmi, shapsola shal truma mitzarefes im achulim levat la truma. We had this exactly in my folks we discussed before. What's pshat in the Rambam Shita? Very nice. Rambam Shitasa. Had the Chavis Das and Yadavram explained. The only way that Atzamos of Issa can count to Heter is if you make one assumption, can be Mevatel Heter, is if you make one assumption. What assumption do you make? That they themselves are Mutter. But the Rabbi Lashi taught those in the Machalas Asura. As Atzamos themselves are Asur, therefore he holds that the Atzamos Heter, Atzamos Issa, cannot be Malam as a Heter. Fits in perfectly, yes?
But the case of Shumar, it's all your assumption. Who cares?
Zera. Makes a lot of sense. Why is the other Shorosh Rosh Hashanah? Zera Shem Yivashah. We'll see that later. Kufet. Okay. Now, No. What Ketzer Mishnah says, where did I get it from? He says, "En mizeh asagar Rabbeinu." Shlo kasef kain. So the Gemara did that. Master the Polig Ayushalmi. But the Perak Yira Nosha. The Behold the Maisi Shiurei Aisurim Mizrav B'Sheila Ben Ayel Kamar. L'Madama the Shiurei Aisurim B'Shishim. Atzmos the Aisurim Start from the Yisur. The Atzmos Heta Start from the Heta. All right. The Old Yushalmi Guf from the Machlok Hashliyus. This is one off the Rambam. Rambam is right. Poshup Shad Nagamor is like the Rambam. Atmos Israel also Atmos Heter Amutah. That's otherwise how do you measure? What do you? I see Atmachta from the Zerah B'Sheh. So how do we show them what to say? That Atmachta doesn't count, doesn't mean it, doesn't it? Because if you look at the Gemara of Pshuto, that's what it means. Now, that being the case, of course, which come out, of course, the Ketzer Mishnah is right. And only are Atmos Israel not Mitzareif im what? Him hetzer to mevatel the hetzer, but they should even eat what? Should mitzar after the yisur, should have to be mevatel it. Whereas the Rambam's lashon is not mashma that way. Who has this kasha? The Radvaz. Yeah. Gan Rabbeinu kasha. The pasuk ain't so lashal truma mitzar efus imo lesor tachulin. Right? With the hach armina and bosav atzamas pade bosav atzamas misharina. So if you go on our sugya and they want to hold up the Ketzer Mishnah Seres, take out Suga Kipshuta, and not only should the Atmos Isra not work to move out of the Heter, but go all the way and say what? Atmos Isra should require Shishim Kedegadit to move out of the Heter? The Sarachin has no Terra. What's the answer? Shraka Terra. I saw a state they want to get a Terra. I got it in the mail. Someone sent me a Terra in the mail. I'm not kidding around. A rabbi from Syracuse wrote a book on gelatin. A whole book on gelatin. A paperback book, you know. A bestseller. And he sent it to the rabbi on the mailing list. I got a copy. He wanted $6.75 for the book. All right, $6.75. Out of the mailing list. Into someone. Let me read it. Are you ready? He has his cash. He gives it to Terry. Terry, the rabbi will be able to ask it. It's referring to a case where the like it. With Asur, his own issue to Negra. So that has all the problems with the Rama? It's Asur. It's like it on Asha. Like it on Asha. Who said so? The Rosh Hashanah said so? Perish?
He went further, he said. Well, because we find within by Gid that the Gid itself is not in the Tzara tradition, you see that a whole Gemara is best enough not to be Yom, and therefore you can be somewhat from the Yisham.
Right. Rabbi's left got off halfway. Yeah. Okay. Could be a trap. Could be. Yes.
Maybe when the Brahma says by Rukul Seisim that Rukul Kamon is what he says, he's not saying that the same thing only...
Right. That's what Yechiel says. A different thing. There's no Lachlubas, there is Lachlubas. That's what Yechiel suggests. Okay, against the shock, that's a good suggestion. Yes, sir.
My name is Joe. What type of bones do they use today? What was happening with Moab? Ramoa?
Is the
guy in
the second coat? I don't know. I think they use hard bones.
With no Moab?
They dry them up, yeah. Maybe Moab to dry them up, I don't know. It's hard bones.